This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Madam Speaker, the President of Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the U.S. Congress on Wednesday that tens of billions of dollars of aid it had approved to help it fight a Russian invasion was not charity, but rather an investment in global security.
Against all odds and doom and gloom scenarios, Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking.
In his first visit out of the country since the war began in February, Zelensky told lawmakers in the House of Representatives chamber that he hoped they would continue to support Ukraine on a bipartisan basis. Russia announced an ambitious plan to beef up its military from 1 million to 1.5 million and create multiple new units. It's an attempt to bolster forces that have lost momentum and many soldiers in the war in Ukraine. Russian Defense Ministry Sergei Shoigu declared Wednesday that the country needs a force of 1.5 million to guarantee Russia's security. The military currently has about 1 million soldiers. That compares with China's force of 2 million and the U.S. force of 1.4 million. The Biden administration is slapping sanctions on Iran's chief prosecutor and others who support the country's security forces for their roles on the ongoing violent crackdown of government protests. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Wednesday it's targeting the prosecutor general of Iran, two senior commanders in Iran's Revolutionary Guard, and two members of the paramilitary volunteer groups that help the group. This is VOA News. Female university students in Afghanistan returned to campuses Wednesday morning as usual, but left in tears after being turned away by Taliban security forces. Citing an overnight ban on higher education, VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Private university student who identified herself as Fatima told VOA she was due to take her final year exams, but was prevented from entering the campus of her university. Witnesses in Kabul saw students crying and hugging each other at the gates of several campuses. The Islamist Taliban regime announced late on Tuesday that public and private universities across the country were being closed to female students until further notice. The move has outraged Afghans and the international community, who say the Taliban appear bent on isolating the country under their men-only administration. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
Peruvians took to the streets of Lima on Wednesday to demand peace in the Andean country amid violent protests that have left two dozen people dead and former President Pedro Castillo was ousted. Demonstrators from different religious and social organizations marched through the downtown city streets, calling for dialogue to stop the wave of violence. President Dina Boluarte took office on December 7th, shortly after her predecessor Castillo was ousted and arrested following his attempt to illegally dissolve Congress following an extended standoff between the two independent state powers. Since Boluarte took office, violent protests have shaken the Andean nation, leaving at least 21 dead in clashes with security forces, according to authorities, and six more in incidents involving road blockades. Doctors say Brazilian soccer great Pelé's health has worsened during his hospital stay to regulate his cancer medication. The hospital says in a statement that Pelé's cancer has advanced and he's under elevated care related to kidney and cardiac dysfunctions. One of his daughters says the 82-year-old will remain in hospital in Sao Paulo for Christmas. Pelé is undergoing chemotherapy in his fight against cancer since he had a colon tumor removed in September 2021. Veteran leader Benjamin Netanyahu announced that he had formed a new Israeli government on Wednesday, returning to power as the head of the most right-wing coalition in Israel's history. Following his November 1st election, when Netanyahu secured a mandate to form a government backed by ultra-Orthodox Jewish parties and an extreme right bloc, he was running up against a midnight deadline before the announcement. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.